You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus died, and he was resurrected from the dead. No more in week 6 of the Apostles' Creed.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Happy Easter, katulad po na sinabi ni Pastor Bong. This is our 3 o'clock service. We are on our 6th week of this series, the Apostles' Creed. Before I move on to the reading of God's Word, last night, meron po ako napanood na penitensya, okay? Meron pong isang lalaki na may nakapalupot pong tali sa kanya, of course. We all know Holy Week, Thursday pa lang, madami nang nagpe-penitensya. Last night, may mga extension yung tali na yon na nakapalupot sa bewang niya. At tumatakbo po sila, inihila siya. So hindi niya alam kung saan siya pumupunta. Habang tumatakbo po sila, hinahampas siya ng hindi ko alam kung anong bagay yon. And meron po sa likod niya, kasunod, may hawak pong kahoy. So hinahampas din po hanggang sa napaluod. So I was thinking, grabe yung evolution ng penitensya ngayon. We talked about that last week. Jesus Christ suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, buried, and he descended to hell. After 3 days, he rose again from the dead. Yun po yung nagpapatunay sa atin na hindi na po natin kailangan magpenitensya, magsakripisyo, because it is finished. Sabi nga po, tetelestai, wala na pong kailangan idagdag, wala nang kailangan baguhin, because Christ gave the final sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins. Buhay po ang Panginoon. Can you say amen? So, hindi po natin sineselebrate tong Easter Sunday, every Lenten season, itong panahon po, but every single day, we know that Jesus is alive, Jesus is with us, and there's a resurrection. Isang beses lang po namatay ang Panginoon at isang beses lang po siya nabuhay. And right now, he is seated at the right hand of the Father. Bago po tayo magbasa ng salita ng Panginoon, we always read the Apostles' Creed. Again, ito pong Apostles' Creed is something that we define, we declare, and we defend. It talks about the Christian faith po. Ito po yung pinaniniwalaan natin according to what the Bible is telling all of us. So, again, at the count of 3, babasahin po natin to sabay-sabay. 1, 2, and 3. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The 3rd day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. So yan po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon, yung latter part po ng Apostles' Creed, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Probably you might be noticing na bakit nauna yung Holy Spirit, I believe in the Holy Spirit, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church. Ginawa po natin yon intentionally para po itaon po natin sa Lenten season po natin dito sa Holy Week. And right now, pag-uusapan po natin itong last part. And then next week, as we close this series, we'll be talking about the Ascension. Okay? So, ito po yung pag-uusapan natin. And I'd like to invite every one of you to stand on your feet as we honor God's Word this afternoon. I'll be reading from 1 Corinthians. We're gonna be basing all the teachings today sa 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12 to 19. It says here, "But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God. For we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. It is useless. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray, Lord God, that you would just, Lord, speak to our hearts, Lord God, this very afternoon. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because you are the resurrection. You are, Lord God, the resurrection is the basis of our faith, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because you died, were buried, was buried, and resurrected after 3 days, was raised in power and glory, Lord God. That's what we believe this afternoon, Lord God. We thank you. Bless the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, Amen. Makakaupo na po tayong lahat. You know, I realize that every one of us wants to be happy. Sino po sa inyo dito gusto nyo pong maging masaya? Meron po? Siyempre, gusto po, araw-araw natin, gusto natin masaya, di ba? Or meron ka bang katabi ngayon na gusto lang malungkot habang buhay? Meron po ba? Wala naman, di ba? Because everyone wants to be happy. I cannot think of anyone right here in this place or outside of this room na they desire, they hope that gusto ko pagising ko, malungkot lang ang buhay, alam mo yung walang makain, gusto ko may problema ako araw-araw. Wala pong ganun tao because everyone wants to be happy. The truth is, you're happy when you get your dream job. You know, tagal mo nang pinagpe-pray pero finally, na-interview ka, nakuha mo yung trabaho na to. Then probably you'll be happy when you get finally your dream car, dream house, or dream board. Yung iba sa inyo dito, di ba? Yung finally, ito na siya na yun. Ito na yun. Dumating na siya. Okay? Ito na yung mapapangasawa ko, yung makakasama ko sa habang buhay. Okay? So, that is what makes you happy. Okay? Or maybe some of us here, ang nakapagpasaya po sa inyo or nakakapagpasaya sa inyo is yung mga anak natin. And marami pong nakakapagpasaya sa atin. Siyempre po, kapag pumasa tayo ng bar exam, yung mga estudyante, pagka-graduate ka na, graduate ka na, okay? So ito po yung mga bagay na nakakapagpasaya sa atin. And thinking about this, you know, in the fairy tales, I'm not a fan, pero habang lumalaki po ako, kasi may kapatid po akong babae, lagi po siyang nanonood ng mga fairy tales during that time. And ang lagi pong sinasabi pag ending is, and they lived happily ever after. You know, the question is how we wish that, you know, life could be that way. That, you know, I can live happily ever after. But you know, some people think that, you know, sa fairy tales lang nangyayari yon. That they will live happily ever after. Hindi talaga nangyayari sa tunay na buhay yon. But you know, the question is, what if it is real? Could it be possible that the happiness that we are looking for is actually real and can be found to no one else but Jesus Christ Himself? So this afternoon, that is what we're gonna find out with the help of the scripture that we've read, okay, and some other scriptures. So, ibig po sabihin, meron pong hope, meron pong pag-asa. At ito po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. With that statement, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. But let me just lay down and establish truths for us to really appreciate kung bakit po natin kailangan pag-usapan itong resurrection of the body. We established this already. Last week, we talked about the resurrection of Christ. That is the basis of all. Okay, He died, but He never remained dead. He resurrected. Again, He was raised in power and glory. That is where we base everything. Okay, now this afternoon, we want to talk about the resurrection of Christ, but there is a resurrection of the body as well. Ibig po sabihin, lahat po tayo dito, sa kabilang buhay, wala pa naman po nagmamadali, I'm sure. Okay, lahat po tayo darating doon. But you know, the truth is there is resurrection of the body. Ibig po sabihin, mabubuhay po tayong muli. Okay? At pag-uusapan po natin yon. Two important truths that we really need to understand. First of all is that death is certain. Ibig po sabihin, sigurado po ang kamatayan. It is 100% sure. But you know, the truth is the Bible itself doesn't really teach that death is normal. In fact, from the beginning, you know, when God created man, when God created all of us, He never had this intention for all of us to die. Ibig po sabihin, hindi po normal yung death. But you know, nowadays, it's for us normal. If you've watched Forrest Gump, it's a movie long time ago. He kept on quoting po yung nanay niya because ang dami pong mga quotable quotes. Kung uso na po yung Twitter noon, yung Facebook noon, ang dami na pong mga tinweet ni Forrest Gump. Pero yung time na yon, there was one quote, sabi po ng nanay niya sa kanya, that dying is just part of life. Ibig po sabihin, kasama yan. Kung buhay ka ngayon, dying is just part of life. Well, we can understand the truth is common sense. Totoo po yun. But when you study the scripture from the Old Testament, that is not so true. Dying is not part of life. It is part of the fall. The reason why death came and entered humanity because of the fall of men. But first, God never intended that death to come in to our lives. Wala po, hindi po dapat tayo mamamatay. But because sin entered, we have sinful hearts. We all have sinful backgrounds, issues, whatever you may call it. That is why, ngayon po, death is certain. But it was never God's intention. So, para po maintindihan natin that there is resurrection, please don't take it parang ang creepy naman, bakit pinag-uusapan natin yung death? Well, as part of that Apostles' Creed, you know, importante po mapag-usapan natin yung resurrection. Not just the resurrection of Christ, but also the resurrection of the body. Yes, death is certain, but at the same time, the good news is, hope is real. Though death is certain, you know, wala na po tayong magagawa doon because of sin. Sabi nga po sa Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Ibig po sabihin, ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan. Dahil lahat po tayo dito nagkasala, ibig po sabihin, kamatayan po ang kabayaran noon. But the good news is, hope is real. Ibig po sabihin, kung totoo man ang kamatayan, ibig sabihin, totoo din po na merong pag-asa. We can live happily ever after. In fact, sabi pong gano'n ni Apostle Paul, in that scripture in 1 Corinthians, the perishable will be raised imperishable. Ibig po sabihin, you know, as we think about life after death, habang buhay po tayo ngayon, we are expecting something ahead of us. More than the physical. Okay? Kasi tayo po, sa totoo lang po, more than us being physical being, we are also a spiritual being. So hope is real. Sabi nga po sa Revelations 21, sabi pong ganun ni Apostle John the Beloved, you know, there will be no more pain in new heaven and new earth. There will be no more pain, no more sorrows, no more heartaches, no more goodbyes, no more fears, no more death. It means to say, hope is real. Lord, totoo pala, may pag-asa, meron palang buhay na walang hanggan. Because whether we like it or not, ang buhay po natin, it will all perish. Lahat po tayo darating po doon. But again, as we talk about the resurrection of the body, we will know we are looking forward that one day, I'm gonna meet my King, my Creator, my God, my Savior, in a bodily form like this as well. Ibig po sabihin, hindi po tayo, pag namatay po tayo, hindi po tayo disembodied, paligoy-ligoy lang. Because there are teachings na ang tao, kapag ka namatay, may time siya na magpalibot-libot pa. So until such time na sa purgatory, then until such time mapupunta siya kung sa langit ba o sa impyerno. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 9, you know, once we all die, we will all face judgment. Lahat po tayo. Ibig po sabihin, hindi na po tayo magiging palaboy ng mga kaluluwa. So therefore, we understand that death is certain, but at the same time, hope is real. Now, I want to talk about, as we lay that foundation, about the resurrection of the body, about the forgiveness of sins, about the life everlasting. The question today is, now I understand that there is life after death, that we will not be disembodied spirits, and the Bible says that we will have flesh as well. Okay? But, not the same flesh that we have because in that time, hindi na po tayo nasusugatan, hindi na po tayo tatanda. Wala na pong ganon because it is imperishable. Now, the question is, what is it to me? Eh, ayoko pa naman pag-usapan yan. Eh, hindi ko pa naman siguro maisip, hindi ko pa makita. Okay, life after death, mabubuhay uli tayo, we will have glorified body, we will meet God Himself. Okay? We will dine with Him. Now, what is it to me? What is the significance? And ayoko pang pag-usapan yung future. Ayoko pang pag-usapan na kung kailan ako mamamatay. Well, hindi pa natin pag-uusapan yon. But I want to talk about what are the implications, what can assure us right now about that life after death, about the resurrection of the body. First of all, my sins can be forgiven. I would like to make it so personal to you and to me. That's why I put my, it's not just about our sins can be forgiven. But I want you to really personalize it, that every one of us, yes, there is resurrection of the body, and therefore, I will believe, I know that my sins can be forgiven. Sabi pong ganun sa verse 3, for what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Now, the reason why Christ came here to the world, lived like us, is so that our sins will be forgiven. You know, if we are believing, one day, I'm gonna meet my Creator, I'm gonna meet my God, because, you know, marami po nagsasabi na pagka namamatay po ang tao, napansin niyo po ba yun? Pagka sa burol po, diba, ang dami po nagsasabi, you know, ang bait pa naman niya. Diba? So, bigla pong bumabait ang tao kapag ka namamatay. Pero pagka buhay, ang dami nating sinasabi. Pero pagka namatay na po, nakaburol na. Alam mo, ang bait niyan eh. Okay? And you know, there are people who think that he or she will meet the Creator. Let me just say this. Even right now, we are alive today. We can meet our Creator. We don't have to die for us to meet our Creator. Ngayon pa lang po, we can meet Jesus Christ who is alive, who resurrected over 2,000 years ago. Those who just received and accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior will get to know and meet Christ Himself face to face in life after. Ibig po sabihin, hindi po lahat. That is why it is so important for us to understand, as I have hope in that resurrected body, of my resurrected body, as of the meantime, as I'm living here on earth, I believe that my sins are forgiven. Dahil marami pa rin pong tao na hindi po naniniwala na napatawad po ang kasalanan nila. Kaya nga po ang dami nagpepenitensya. Kaya nga po ang dami nagsasakripisyo pa din. Ang dami pa rin pong nagpapapako sa krus. Ang dami pa rin pong naghahampa sa sarili nila because they thought, kailangan kong gawin to para mapatawad ako ng Panginoon. Ang dami pa rin pong naglalakad ng nakapaa pagka Good Friday, kapagka sa Antipolo po, di ba, meron pong alay-lakad po ba yun? Because they thought, they feel like when I do this, I'm coming near to God. Therefore, I'm paying for my sins. No, we cannot pay for our sins. Hindi po natin kailanman, wala po tayong kakayanan na babayaran po ang kasalanan natin because Christ Himself paid everything for us. So therefore, I will have hope on that resurrected body, on that resurrection. As of now, you know, I believe that my sins are forgiven. Sabi nga po sa Romans chapter 5 verse 8, for us to be convinced that our sins, your sins, my sins can be forgiven. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Habang ginagawa mo yung mga bagay na kahit walang nakakakita sa'yo, na alam mong mali, you know in your heart that Christ died for your sins. That is the very reason why He came here on earth. To give us hope for the life after. That as we live today here on earth, as we enjoy our family, as we enjoy, you know, our fellowship with one another, we know that my sins are forgiven. Therefore, when I reach that point, you know, the end of my life, since my sins are forgiven, I'm forgiven, there's nothing that I can do to make God love me more. There's nothing that I have done to make God love me less. Therefore, I know and I believe that when I come to that point, you know, I believe that I will be united with my Creator. Because you know in your heart that you are saved, you are forgiven. That is why this message is not just for Christians who are attending the service just like this. You accepted Christ for maybe 2 years, 10 years, 20 years or more. You know, itong mensahe po na to ay para din po sa mga tao that, you know, probably you don't really know yet. Saan ba talaga ako? Magkakaroon ba ako talaga ng buhay? You know, is there life happily ever after? Will I really live a life to the fullest na makakasama ko ang Panginoon? Or am I just enjoying my life today? Isipin po natin. Kaya po tayo nag-enjoy because we have hope in the near future. At hindi lang po yun, that my sins can be forgiven, but at the same time, my life can be changed. The reason why hope is real, there is resurrection, is that as of now, ano ba ang dapat kong malaman, ano ba ang dapat kong maintindihan? My life can be changed. You know, sabi pong ganun sa verse 16 to 19, for if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is what? Futile. Ibig po sabihin, what we are doing here, okay, we are worshiping God. We are just fooling ourselves if there is no resurrection. And you are still in your sins. Ibig po sabihin, slave pa rin po tayo ng kasalanan kung wala pong resurrection. But we all know that there is resurrection. Therefore, our faith is not futile. It's not useless. And also in verse 18, then those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. Kung may kakaawaan na tao, kung wala talagang resurrection, kung wala talagang resurrection ni Christ at walang resurrection ng body, tayo po, hindi po tayo mabubuhay na pamuli. Ibig po sabihin, we are to be pitied more than all men. Tayo po ang pinaka nakakaawan tao, hindi po yung mga tao na walang makain sa labas. Hindi po yung mga tao na naiipit ng war. Hindi po yung mga taong namamalimos. Kung wala daw pong resurrection, sabi ni Paul, tayo po ang pinaka nakakaawan tao. Why? Because we are just fooling ourselves. That is why, once we understand that there is hope, okay, and hope is real, that the resurrection of the body is real, therefore, as of now, my life can be changed. Ibig po sabihin, mababago po ang buhay natin habang nandito po tayo sa lupa. In fact, sabi pong ganun ni Wolfhart Pannenberg, the evidence for Jesus' resurrection is so strong that nobody would question it except for two things. First, it is a very unusual event. Those who profess that they are the true God, that they're the true Messiah, they all died, never resurrected. But not Jesus. Jesus alone died and was raised in power and glory. And second, if you believe it happened, if you really believe that there is resurrection, you have to change the way you live. It means to say, while we are waiting for that hope, okay, while we have that hope, looking forward to that resurrection body, you know, here on earth, habang buhay po tayo dito, my life can be changed. Ibig po sabihin, if you really believe about the resurrection, mababago po ang buhay natin. Kahit po walang nakatingin sa inyo, alam mo kung ano ang tama at mali at gagawin mo kung ano ang nakakalugod sa Panginoon. Because you believe that there is resurrection. Because you are hoping for something. You are not making wrong decisions in life, but you want to give God all the glory in all the decisions that you will make. Kahit hindi mo kasama ang asawa mo ngayon, alam mo that there is resurrection, then your life will be changed. That you are preparing something because of that hope. Kung estudyante ka, kahit walang nakakita sa'yo, hindi ka mangungopya. Because alam mo, because you believe that there's resurrection, therefore, I have hope that Lord, right now, I will do according to your grace. You know, sabi pong ganun ni Paul, okay, in verse 10, in 1 Corinthians 15, by the grace of God, I am what I am. You know, thinking about Paul, Paul was abusive. Paul was hateful. Paul was a murderer. But yet he understood that his life can be changed by the grace of God. And sabi niya po, to die is gain, to live is Christ. To live is Christ and to die is gain. But what we can see right there is that yes, there is hope of the resurrection, but right now, I need to prepare. Parang sinasabi po natin, if you are hoping for something, you would not be idle. If you are looking forward for something, you're expecting for something, hindi ka po nakatunganga lang. If you want to get married one day, if you are a single person, and you are hoping that one day, makakapangasawa ako, hindi ka lang basta nasa kanto lang na ikipag-inuman ka, you will prepare because you are hoping for something. You know, if you are hoping for your dream house, you will prepare. Hindi ka lang nakatunga nga, you will do something about it. And I'm giving you a picture, an illustration for us to appreciate the resurrection of the body. As of the meantime, habang ngayon po, nahiwala pa tayo dun sa pagkakataon na yon, we will know that we are assured that our lives can be changed because of the resurrection. Mababago po ang buhay natin. The question is, does it change you? Does the resurrection of Christ change your life? Nabago po ba talaga yung paniniwala natin? Or we still taking it for granted? You know, my sins can be forgiven. Our sins can be forgiven. Our lives can be changed. At the same time, sabi pong ganun ni Paul, verse 32, if the dead are not raised, if there's no resurrection, what are we waiting for? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we'll die. Kaya nga po nauso yung salitang YOLO. You only live once. So bakit hindi ka maggawin mo kung ano yung gusto mong gawin ngayon? Uminom ka. Ubusin mo yung pera mo. Magpakasaya ka. Because you only live once. But you know, if the dead are not raised, kung wala po tayong hope about the resurrection, then we're just fooling ourselves today. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we'll die. But that is not the case. The reason why we are good stewards, the reason why we are becoming faithful to God, the reason why we are merciful, compassionate, is because we know that our lives were changed by the grace of God. Because we are looking forward for that hope, the resurrection of the body. Not just that. Last thing is that my future is secured. You know, I believe every one of us, ngayon po, pinaghahandaan po natin yung future natin. Probably the future of your kids. You know, the future of, you know, your future as a couple. You know, marami po tayong pinaghahandaan. But you know, the future, our future is secured. Because we are looking ahead, we are expectant. You know, the life I live in this body, it's nothing compared to the life I will live when I face my Creator. Because my future is secured. The truth is, we all fear death. And I'm sure, lahat po sa atin dito, kung naka-experience ka na po sumakay ng eroplano, pagsakay mo palang ng eroplano hanggang sa bumaba, nagpe-pray ka. Because there's fear of death sa puso po natin. But you know, when we are being comforted by the grace of God, that you know, your future is secured, you know, you don't have to worry, you know, sabi pong ganun again, in Revelations 21, I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. Now, this is the assurance that our future is secured with God, with our Creator. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And then in verse 7, He who overcomes will inherit all this, not some, not few, but will inherit all this. And I will be His God, and He will be my son. You know, that is the security that we have. Kaya nga po, you know, when we have hope that Christ resurrected, and we also, bilang mga Kristiyano po, bilang mananampalataya po ng Panginoon, hindi po natin kailangan matakot kailan, ayoko pang dumating yung araw na yon. You know, if that time will come, I know Lord, I know that I'll be secured because, Lord, my hope is in you. My hope is not of this world, but my hope is in you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54 to 57. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, ito po, our body right now, it's perishable. And the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. You know, because of sin, death has been reigning over the years. But when God became flesh, lived like us, death has been swallowed in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? This is the victory that we have. That is why, yes, I'm not gonna think about that yet. Malayo pa siguro yun. Bata pa ako. Hindi pa naman siguro ako kukunin ni Lord. But you know what? As of the meantime, we are secured. I'm not gonna fear. I'm not gonna worry. Yes, I might cry. There might be pain. But you know what? What's ahead of me is something that is so extravagant, that is so unexplainable. And I'm not gonna fear what lies ahead of me because I know that my future is secured. Because we are saved. If you really believe that Christ died for your sins and you repent of all your sins, then forgiveness has come upon you. And therefore, the result will be a changed life. You're not doing what you've been doing for the past years. Yung lumang tao, yung lumang ikaw, hindi mo na ginagawa yon. Because you are a changed man, you're a changed woman. And because your future is secured. We're just gonna take time to really thank God and just give Him all the glory. You know, the reason why we can hope today is simply because there is resurrection. Meron pong pagkabuhay na muli. Hindi po tayo, you know, we are not just rejoicing every Lenten season, but every single day we know that Jesus is alive and He is with me. Can you say amen? Can we just all declare that, Lord, thank you. It is finished. We don't have to add on the sacrifice that you've done, that you did on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, because it was complete. It is finished, Lord. God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Lord, for it changes everything, Lord God. It changed my life, changed our church, changed our family. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. We honor you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.